Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Crowdfunding Handbook, using equity funding portals to raise money for your small business or startup, by Cliff Enico. Narrated by Don Hagen. Introduction. Since the dawn of the digital era, entrepreneurs have dreamed of being able to raise capital on the Internet. Until 2012, they couldn't do so legally, because federal and state securities laws in the United States prohibited businesses from raising capital using general solicitation and general advertising methods, such as newspaper ads, television and radio commercials, email blasts, Internet advertising, and social media websites. To be able to issue securities in exchange for investment, entrepreneurs were required to register an initial public offering, IPO, with the federal government, a process that typically takes months and costs hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal, accounting, and other fees they can't afford. In 2012, that changed with the passage of the federal Jumpstart Our Business Startups, Jobs Act, which allowed entrepreneurs and startup companies for the first time to raise capital using general solicitation and general advertising in two specific situations. One, they could use these methods as long as they sold their securities only to accredited investors, extremely wealthy and sophisticated people who arguably don't need the protection of the securities laws. Two, they were authorized to sell their securities to the public through crowdfunding portals registered with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Since the mid-2000s, a number of crowdfunding websites, most prominently Kickstarter.com, Indiegogo.com, and RocketHub.com, have helped individuals and companies raise money from the public to finance specific projects, such as a new book or film, an invention, or even in vitro fertilization treatments. However, these early crowdfunding websites could not offer securities in exchange for investment. Under the Jobs Act, companies can now use crowdfunding sites to offer their stock, bonds, and other securities to the public without having to make an IPO and without violating securities laws. In October 2015, after 2 years of public comment, the SEC handed down regulations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?